Or do you say welcome to our brain surf?
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Anything you want.
Yep. Do you want me to handle the brain surf part?
No, we're going to say it together. Jesus fuck. Okay, yep. Ready?
Okay.
Hi, this is Trish Rex.
Hey, I'm Joey. We're missing Jay and we're missing Chris. We're capital offenders.
No, that's fucking stupid. I'm over that. I want to list like every band member. That's fucking weird. You could have asked off for me.
Can I start?
Fine.
Yep.
Right. Say hi, this is Joey.
Yep.
Hi, I'm Joey.
And I'm Trish Rex from Capital Offender. And honestly, our brains hurt. That was awful. I'm so sorry.
Beautiful.
Welcome to another episode of Our Brains Hurt with Ron and Matt. Thanks for hanging out.
Yeah, so tonight we're talking to Trish Rex of Capital Offender, DC punk band Capital Offender.
Yes, some of my favorite people to play with when we were playing around the DMV.
Yeah, she's rad. We've had some fun times together.
Yeah, hell yeah. We've had some really great times with those guys.
Yeah. Yeah, so talk to her. And Matt and I are putting on a free party / Halloween party / birthday party for us. We are 1 year, we will be a year old in September, which is kind of crazy. It's only 2 months away.
1 year old.
I can't believe we've been doing this for a fucking year already.
I'm not giving it's back my binky.
Crazy.
I'm keeping the binky till we're three.
Right. And to show our appreciation, we're having a free show on October 29th at the Pie Shop in DC with those guys, the Jasons and the Prozacs. And Capital Offender, free admission. We're going to be doing a podcast from the show, so you could hop on and we'll interview anybody. We don't care.
Boom. Yeah.
We have no standards.
Yeah. If you're a dude fucking living in one of the little like streetcar stops on H Street, you know, and you ain't got no money or no food, man, we'll interview you too. We don't care.
That's right. We know you have a story.
Yeah. I'm in search
of probably have better stories than anybody.
That's right. I'm in search of my next fairy bum father. I need a new one. I need an East Coast one. Who knows? Maybe it's you. Maybe my next fairy bomb father is out there listening right now.
So mark your calendars, October 29th at the Pie Shop in DC. Free show, party, Halloween activities. We'll probably do, I don't know, costume stuff, or we'll figure something out, but it's free. So show up, eat pie, watch the Jasons, watch the Prozacs coming all the way down from Massachusetts.
Fuck yeah.
And of course, DC's Capital Offender.
And remember, the pie shop is not just sweet pies, it's also savory pies.
Oh, yes.
So you can come have dinner, watch the bands, and then stay for dessert.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe the bands are dessert. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Or get second dinner and then have dessert.
Yeah, there you go. That sounds sounds more better. Like, I knew they did, you know, both sweet and savory pies. But the first time I went there, the first pie I saw was like, some is it like some Mediterranean something or other that Kurt our drummer got, and fuck me, man, that thing looked delicious. So I was like, whoa, what is that? It was in this like you said, it was in a bowl. It had like greens and shit. I guess that did the salad part that you're talking about, but it was all like, oh, it looks
so
they
give you a side salad with every piece of savory pie.
It looks so good,
just to make you feel better, I guess. And their sweet pies are, I mean, it's I consider myself a pumpkin pie connoisseur. And they have the best pumpkin pie I've ever had in my entire life. Oh,
I gotta try that.
That is saying a lot.
I'm gonna get a slice at the fucking show we're doing, of course, now.
Because this guy has had his share of pumpkin pie.
Why don't we just get like a whole one, I guess, you know?
Well, I was thinking about doing that too, like just buying a bunch of pies and having like pie for people as well. But
I mean the
green room comes with it.
Yeah, they're like,
so the bands will get pie.
I know we've talked about this on here before, but that place and what they do for bands is fucking awesome. Like
unbeatable. I've never seen anything better.
I love it I love it so much. It's just like natty boat, like as many natty bows as you want to drink, and fucking just and pies, just in the
pies,
back.
Water. Like, yeah, you don't need anything. You don't even need amps because they provide a whole entire back line.
It's fucking, that place is fucking awesome. Yeah.
Plus, every member still gets a ticket for a piece of pie. So you can get, so you could get, you know, and if you're a band member, you can go get a savory pie.
Yeah. You don't have to just eat
for free.
Eat the like two free ones or three free ones that they put in the back. You can go get another flavor. Of a slice.
So you
of
get them. Free savory pie, free beer, free water, free sweet pies, a room to hang out in.
Yeah. And the pie shop isn't even paying us to say any of this. We're just saying it because it's awesome.
Yeah. The only one negative thing about the pie shop is the parking. Parking in that area.
It's fucking terrible. Sucks. It's so bad. Oh, look at your fancy ass drinking the champagne and beer.
Champagne.
Ron's jumping on the train.
I went to a liquor store today and I was like, I spent like a half an hour looking at all of their like microbrews and all sorts of weird shit. And of course, I walk out a half hour later with a six pack of Miller High Life.
Of course. You know, some stuff changes, some stuff does not.
Exactly. It says Joseph Garcia entered the room. That's their guitarist. I don't know if he's with her or if she's just using his shit, but here we go. Hey, what's going on?
What's happening?
Look, I have a surprise.
Yes.
I have backup.
What's up,
man? It's a lovely surprise.
Nice to see you.
I didn't want it to be like two lead singers and a lowly bass player. So now we have two lowly bass players, which is
two bass players. Exactly.
They say two bass players are better than one.
This is exciting. This is, I know like everybody's been doing a lot of video calls. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But this is my first time using Zoom.
Oh, nice. Yeah, okay, I just started using it a few weeks ago for another thing. Yeah.
Sweet. We missed the Zoom train.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We just started using Zoom in like February, maybe January.
I can't.
It looks good. This is cool.
Yeah, it works. Yep. It works for what we're doing.
Dude, we're on a classy show. Sweet.
Only the best.
Yeah, you know.
What are you guys drinking?
I'm drinking some refreshing Miller Lite. What do you got there?
I'm going to switch to Miller Lite in a moment, but I'm drinking like a 21-year-old drinking my vodka Red Bull right now.
Oh, so nice. I didn't know you were doing that.
Yeah.
I thought that was like ginger ale.
Nothing wrong with caffeinating at 9 p.m.
I got the High Life, the champagne.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That's Joey's favorite.
Yeah.
I love some High Life in bottles. I love Miller Lite in bottles. I love it in cans, too. If I can't have it in a can, I like to pour it in a glass.
There's a lot of Miller Lite drinking on this podcast.
I'm going to switch to it soon. I just need to finish this stupid thing. Oh my.
You know, you gotta hydrate. You know, motherfuckers got to hydrate.
So what do you guys been up to? How's the band going? Capital Offender.
Fucking rocking and rolling. ROCK in the US.
But instead of just like not doing anything, we can walk to each other's houses. So
we started just playing like more and more than we had in a while. And like we started writing new songs. Nice. We recorded a bunch of stuff. Yeah.
I'm excited to hear it all.
Hell yeah. So are you at Slash Run still, Trish?
No, I'm not. I just quit working in all restaurants as of like a month ago, is my patience for humanity has left me. So I'm just focusing on doing band stuff and working on special effects makeup. I love horror movies and effects makeup, and I used to do a lot of it. So I'm trying to up my skills, I want to get into like mask making and like super crazy latex prosthetics. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. I might also get sick of sitting around my house because I have a very type A personality. I'm trying to chill and not work, but we'll see. Jay works at Slash. He's there right now.
His birthday is next Friday. So I don't know when this podcast comes out, but happy birthday to our best friend, my favorite guitar player in the world.
He's okay.
Mr. Jamie Jane.
He's fine.
Yeah.
Joe, you saw the pie shop?
Yeah, we're
nice.
We're gonna finally reopen for dine-in tomorrow.
Oh, nice!
Nice.
Shows are starting back on August 12th or 13th.
Awesome.
Double check that on all of our social medias: Instagram, Facebook.
And we just announced. So, with this episode, we're officially announcing the party that we're having on October 29th with you guys.
Yeah.
The Jasons and the Prozacs. Yeah, so Matt and I did a little intro before you guys hopped on, and we announced it then. So
sweet,
we're so stoked to have you guys on.
Yeah.
Dude, the Snub Records Fest so at Pie Shop was like one of the funnest times I've had.
That was fun as fuck.
Like, yeah,
I'm
that was like a perfect shit for me too, because like I got called away from working downstairs and was like, "Yo, like Joey, can you just like help with these guys?" And I was like, "Yeah, this sounds way better than work downstairs." And so I got to do that, and then I got off and I got to chill upstairs. And it was like,
it was awesome.
That was a good time.
Uh-huh. I'm excited to actually play with the Jasons instead of just fangirling over them. So that'll
I've never seen them live. We've talked to them a couple times on the podcast, but I've never seen the Jasons.
Oh, you're in for a treat.
Yeah.
The
scariest thing was, so I worked their show at Slash when they did like a Toys for Tots benefit thing. Few years ago, I don't know time anymore. Pandemic ruined that. So we're gonna say a few years ago, and like,
you know, you want to say last year about a whole bunch of stuff, but it was not.
But they didn't even take off their masks to eat or drink.
No, they don't. Like,
did they drink beers with straws?
I watched a grown man drink a beer through a straw.
Yeah, some of them do. Well, some of them don't drink, but
yeah,
I know a guy who like mixes his beer with ice in a big gulp cup. And drinks it with a straw. It's kind of weird.
That's gross. I'm not gonna support that.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna support that. No, but the 29th will be a huge blast. I love Halloween. I'm excited.
Yeah, it'll be awesome. So we'll try to have to come up with some like costume stuff or something Halloween-y to do. So and then the next weekend, November 6th, I'm promoting a show there with Susie Moon is on tour.
Fun.
Yeah, she's gonna be playing there with I forget which bands, but that's November 6th, the weekend after Halloween. So,
well, that's a fucking back-to-back blast. Weekends.
Yeah,
their sound is so good there.
Oh, it's like, everything. We were just talking about it before you guys hopped on. Like the hospitality, the sound, like it's top.
They put so much care into
Rick
that.
Irby, that's the head sound engineer there, like kind of the director of all that. He's awesome. Yeah, you should all check out his album. Post Sad Boy Funk if you have it.
Joey's,
I'm not kidding. It's fucking the shit.
Joey's like about to plug every person in the world right now.
Do it, man. Do it. Give people things to do. You know.
I do.
No, I put that on my playlist at work one day and listened all the way through it, and I was like, wow, I know this guy. This is really cool stuff.
He's so nice, that dude too. He's
so humble.
Super cool.
Like, what have you guys been doing?
You're looking at
this.
Yeah. I mean, it looks professional as fuck.
Yeah, I know. Like I was saying,
you have like a real microphone.
The cutaways on the cameras and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All, that's all you really need is a microphone to make it look like you know what you're doing. And then
we didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah.
When we started.
The mic's
this.
Not even plugged in.
Yeah.
Wait, it's just what? There.
I'm just kidding.
It's
just kidding.
It's like glasses with no lenses, you know?
It looks like you know what you're doing.
Do we sound
that's what we were worried about.
We're your fucking iPad.
Yeah, you sound. No, yeah, I trust that's pretty much what everybody does. Yeah,
she wanted to hook up a Bose. She wanted to hook up a Bose speaker.
I don't know what.
And I was like, no, don't do that, because then the Bose speaker is going to be like, we're going to hear what you're saying, like feeding into the mic.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how that would work. I'm stupid when it comes to technology.
It got really. It
was, that's why I was like, so
it was a 5-minute discussion at least of just like round and round. I was No bows.
So Joey started taking acting classes on Thursdays.
Nice.
So I thought I was gonna be doing this on my own. And then he was like, oh, my acting class got moved. And I was like, oh, do you know how the internet works? Can you like assist? Can you just do this with me?
Because
I'm nervous and awkward and I don't understand how this works. So help me fix it.
It's interesting because the guy that I've been doing all my stuff with the acting class, my scene partner, my fellow
I'm like leaving
actor.
This room. My scene partner.
My fellow actor.
Actor. I am an actor.
I've been only really been able to meet up with him on Zoom. He's not vaccinated at all. And I think he's like 20 years old, so he's really young. So I think his mom is like a little like
anxious
about that. But like that's the start of me using Zoom about like a month ago, and it's pretty cool. Yeah,
it's magical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been able to get a lot of work done. It's fun. Yeah.
Nice.
We couldn't do this without it.
Yeah.
I mean, we could, but it sucked. We tried doing it without it in the early days.
How did you try doing it before?
Like, it was a different program. Squadcast, I think is what it was called. But
oh yeah, yeah.
There was too many.
Oh, it was really good, but there was no video option. So
Squadcast is okay. I've tried it a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I have. I've no, she hasn't. Clue what that is. Okay. I was like Zoom. What?
I think it's definitely better for kind of like the podcast sort of format, and like we can meet each other.
And it's
it's cool.
It's come a long way during the pandemic too. Like Zoom was shit before the pandemic, but because you know,
so I mean, people, like they, it's like you know, it's like none of us shut up. They had to fucking
So many people started using it.
Like be like, well, everyone relies on us now, so I guess
and I'm
let's get better.
I'm sure they were getting plenty of ad revenue during that time as well. You know,
Trish, I love your Gremlins cup.
Wait, I didn't see. That's
my favorite movie of all time.
Oh my god,
so much. I was drinking my Red Bull concoction, and then I was like, I think I'm gonna switch to beer. Vodka seems really aggressive right now. And so it was like, do you want a Gremlins cup? And I was like, do I? I don't know why I would say no to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hard liquor on a podcast is a little dangerous. I sometimes, if I go straight bourbon, nice stripe. Has made an appearance. Stripe.
It's the most punk gremlin.
Yeah, this is
I know.
Right? For the this is an audio format, so just I got a stripe.
Well, we put clips on YouTube, and I've been slacking with that, but
fuck.
I got this from either Suncoast Video or FYE.
Cool. Well, not the whole thing, just like a clip. Yeah. But I'm we'll make sure to put Stripe on there.
You know, I'm just going to put my sunglasses back on. It's fine.
Stripe should.
We could tell you. We could.
Rock and roll. Yeah.
All right. We'll just put those 5 seconds on right there now. Start.
Perfect.
Stripe needs to be a mascot for somebody.
Can I see what is going on?
It was cool. I got this.
What's going on behind you, Ron? Can I see?
He's got a bunch of cool stuff. I know. Yeah.
What? It's his current records, listening list of records.
It was like a lot going on with the posters.
Yeah. I can't really lift my computer up that much. But.
Oh, no. Don't. Oh, I saw the queers off to the side. They're
bass.
Cool.
Yeah.
Bass.
There you go.
Yeah.
Signed by Richie Ramone.
Oh, fuck. He's going to be at Slash Run.
Wait, you got it signed by him?
I did. Because we played with him a couple years ago, and I had nothing for him to sign.
Richie Ramone, and you have your bass. Of course, you're gonna have to sign it. Like,
no, because you guys opened for the Annapolis show.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I had their bass player sign it too, Claire.
That's fucking amazing. Signed it right there. Oh, what the fuck? That's a they just confirmed he's doing the Slash Run again.
Yeah, Halloween night.
Slashity Run. I don't know who's playing it because I didn't look it up.
Is Metro Gallery, or what's the Metropolitan, is that still open in Annapolis?
So they used to have shows like Tuesday through Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And now they only have shows like a couple nights a week. Well, this is right before the pandemic. They switched to only a couple nights a week because they made more seating space where the stage used to be, like restaurant space.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But in Annapolis, if you're only having two or three shows a week, it's always going to be either a cover band or white boy reggae. So it would have to be like,
those are my two favorite genres.
Oh, good. I hope you're being sarcastic, because those are my two least favorite
genres. No, I like really appreciate those genres a lot.
Oh, good.
They're amazing.
Who are some of your favorite artists in the genre, Trish?
Yeah, please. Yeah. Let's discuss white boy reggae.
Well, cover band wise, I was thinking like, the Leg Warmers, they're great.
Wow, the Leg Warmers are awesome.
That show was fun.
One of my favorites.
I saw them in Virginia Beach.
They're so good.
That was like 12 years ago. I don't know.
Well, one of my favorite white boy reggae bands is Trees Are Friends, man.
Is that real?
Is that real?
Making up fucking names.
Yeah, Google it.
Is that also, seriously?
Like, I'm just kidding. No. But,
I guarantee you there's a white boy reggae band with that name.
Also, the reason I asked,
we're tarf, man. Trees are friends.
No,
tarf.
Not okay. Also, I'm totally gonna like ixnay any gangster talk, because one of the big things during the pandemic is this kid has watched so much Sopranos and listened to their podcast. So we're not gonna.
Well, that show is. Just,
we're not good. No, we're not gonna do
if
that.
If you're into that show for the gangster aspect, you're missing out. Like, yeah, so much. No, I know. More.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Like, yeah,
I just don't want it to.
Are we gonna segue into Sopranos? Because it will literally be a boy falling into a well right here.
No,
like,
no.
Have you listened to Sammy the Bull Gravano's podcast?
No, no.
So good.
So I don't want to sound like a nerd, but I like the Talking Sopranos podcast just because they talk so much about, like, it's not really about the show as much as, like, they get, like, a whole bunch of actors on and they talk about the craft and, like, how they got into it, like, you know, where they studied, blah, blah, fucking blah. Like, it's cool. Like, yeah, it's not about the gangster shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to hear real gangster shit and tales of real murder, listen to Sammy the Bull Gravano's. It's called Our Thing. He's got one season out. He's working on a second one, but it's fucking ridiculous.
Nice. Did you ever read the Donnie Brasco book?
I haven't. No,
that is really cool. You should check that out. And then also read that,
gangster talk.
Read that, and then read the book that The Irishman was based on. I heard you paint houses.
I was supposed to tell you guys that during the pandemic, all we did was learn Kiss songs.
who told you to say that?
Jay.
We learned at least.
Well, we did learn at least three.
Yeah, no, we learned at least three. We already knew one, though. Like, Jay could probably play any Kiss song that he wants to at any given time.
There's so much more Kiss talk on this podcast than I ever thought there would be.
Wait, who else talked about Kiss?
Well, whoever told you to talk about Kiss clearly has listened before, because it came up. No,
that is legitimately one of our favorite bands. Joey got in the band by auditioning with Strutter.
It's a true story.
Because,
and I played it in the wrong. Oh,
so
no, okay.
I didn't know Joey. He is officially the second longest running member of Capital Offender. And Mike was like, oh, we played in a band together before. And I was like, I don't trust you about anything. So, like, we're auditioning this guy. And Joey came up to our rehearsal space in Baltimore. And I was like, I'm going to pretend I'm a professional. So I need you to play, like, a song on your own and then jam with us, see how you sound, like, what your skills are, and then see if there's chemistry. And then he played Strutter, and I was like, well, you're in the band. That's, like, fine. What the fuck? I did almost move.
That does none of that matter.
I did almost move to New Orleans. This is, like, a really weird story.
No.
But I feel like it's valid. So one of my favorite bandmates I've ever had in Los Angeles.
Speaking of New Orleans, he is a streetcar named Desire.
I regret. The ADD on this side of the podcast is really intense. So, like, I'm really sorry, everybody. So one of my favorite bandmates I've ever had was this guy Hero in Los Angeles. He's incredible. He was our drummer, then our bass player. And he is Marty Friedman's North American tour manager. And him and his buddies, like, he'd get all his buddies to do, like, road crew, and it was awesome. And then Marty Friedman's from Baltimore. So last time, one of the first times they were through after I'd moved back to the East Coast, one of his buddies tried to convince Mike and I to move to New Orleans to form a, like, I think Kiss is punk, but, like, I'm not going to get into that. But, like, to do a more punk version of Kiss called Piss. He was like, I know where we can live. Fuck it. Let's form Piss.
I like that idea. That's cool.
It didn't happen. It's
but it could have happened.
Yeah, it could have happened. I really like Kiss a lot. They're fun.
I love Kiss. What do you got? Okay.
But wait, no. Who the fuck else talked about them? Well, I'm assuming the Jasons did, because they're, like, all about the Ramones and Kiss. Like, I already know that.
And Brian Stewart.
A fucking course
he
did.
Yeah. Okay. He talked about him a lot. Yeah.
His episode is called, like, Kistery Professor.
I just got his book in. But have you guys read it yet?
I've read a little bit of it. I have not.
I'm very excited. I, like, stopped talking to people during the pandemic because I was just like, I'm at home.
Man, everybody's sad. You know, it's like.
Yeah. But then I, like, saw you released a book and we were texting all week. I was like, do you release a whole fucking ass book? during the pandemic. Like, I'm like tripping on shrooms and like walking through the woods. You wrote a whole fucking book. Like, what am I doing right now? He loves Kiss, though. That makes sense.
Yeah, he does a lot. Yeah,
yeah.
I think there was somebody else that talked about him too. I think I'm missing one, but maybe
you should change the name from Our Brains Hurt to Kiss Hurts Our Brains. Or something.
If we ever have the band Piss on, that's what we'll call that episode.
Oh yeah, I'm starting that band next week. We actually booked a ton of cover coming up. It's my favorite white boy cover band.
Maybe I'll see you on that. White boy cover
full circle.
Yeah, we should be we should join a white boy reggae cover band. That would be, we play in Annapolis every night if we had a white boy reggae cover band.
I like that other place in Annapolis, the sushi thing.
Oh, Tsunami.
Tsunami.
Yeah,
they are
cool. That's good stuff. Yep. Yeah, there's some cool places out there. I'm gonna be meeting the guy from Gremlins at a Monster Mania Con.
Well, oh, not meeting him, like,
yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah, and Christina Ricci. She's gonna be at the Baltimore Monster Mania Con. I don't know why she's gonna be there, but.
She's in
like
tons of horror movies and
yeah.
stuff.
Well, yeah.
Not tons, but she's, I guess, in
Sleepy
Casper,
Hollow and Adam's Family.
Sleepy Hollow.
That weird werewolf movie from Wes Craven.
Yeah. The one with Jamie Eisenberg, or no, what's his
name? Yeah, the Lex Luthor.
Yeah, yeah. Is it Jamie Eisenberg? Or no, it's not Jamie.
Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah.
He's the Pepsi girl. That's the Pepsi girl's brother.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Oh, really?
It is.
Nice. I'm like, who the fuck's the Pepsi girl?
Remember, it's like, I'm in Pepsi. It's something, or it's like, Pepsi is, I want Pepsi.
No.
Some shit. It's an American thing.
It's.
I remember it.
She didn't grow up in America. So she's like totally unfamiliar with like American commercials and like American TV from like.
90s. Pop culture slightly evades me, but it's okay. Yeah.
Where were you during that time?
Brazil, right?
Yeah, I'm from Sao Paulo, and then I lived in Venezuela and Barbados, and I moved here in elementary school. So I had like the whole like middle school, high school shenanigan experience.
Can you speak Spanish and Portuguese?
Pork and cheese, yes.
Pork and cheese.
Portuguese.
Can you speak pork and cheese?
Yeah. No, Jay actually calls it pork and cheese. And I'm just like, I just sit there.
That's funny. Those are two things I love, but it sounds pretty nasty together. Pork and cheese.
I mean, unless it's a pork roll.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds amazing.
What? What's a pork roll? In Jersey?
Pepperoni roll?
Like a Taylor ham roll? Hmm. I don't know. I think that's the other name for it. It's delicious.
I don't think I've had one in Jersey before. I definitely had a pepperoni roll, pork roll. I want that.
I'm sorry. I bought like a pound of pepperoni at the grocery store today.
Dude, yeah, it was really intense.
It's a good buy. It's a good buy. Pepperoni is amazing.
I'm more of a salami man myself.
Oh, are you?
I don't eat any of it. I don't eat any of it.
Then why'd you buy it? Who was the pepperoni for?
Jay.
Oh.
He eats like, I'm sorry, maybe edit this out. I don't know. He doesn't care. He eats like a 10-year-old to the point that like his mom the other day, we were leaving to go out to a bar. She goes, guys, I have to talk to you. She's really smart. She's a nurse. She's like a top nurse in her field. She goes, I have to talk to you guys about some cancer research. And I was like, oh my God, this woman's going to sit us down and tell us to stop smoking. And like, I'm just not here for this conversation right now. And she goes, your risk of cancer goes up 30% if you drink soda, or not soda, like any drink with added sugar. And if you don't eat at least one fruit or vegetable a day. And I was like, bet, I'm good. Jay, do you want to have this conversation? I think he lives off of like Taco Bell and Sour Patch Kids. Like 90% of the diet.
So he has a diet of like Elf.
Yeah.
The movie Elf.
He's like, yeah, no. Oh my God. Actually, like, shut up. Oh my God. Okay, wait.
He put syrup in his coffee.
Jay and I have been dating for about 2.5 years. We weren't like officially dating, and we went to a diner. And this man straight up poured maple syrup in his coffee. And I was like, are you straight up doing an elf joke in public? Because, like, I'm sold. We can definitely date now. And he looks at me and goes, oh, I've never seen Elf. What happens in the movie? And I was like, are you fucking joking right now?
Since we're talking about food, let's go to one of our major questions.
Oh, yeah. Good.
So if you guys were on death row, what would your final meal be?
What the fuck? Oh.
You know, I'm on, I got this right now. Shit. Yeah, I'm on death row.
Yep.
Yeah.
I can order anything I want.
Anything.
That's the concept.
Anything.
Dude, I'm getting fucking fried chicken. I'm getting waffles. Oh, no, no. Let me be more specific. I'm getting
more beer.
More beer. Beer. Yeah. Six pack of beer. Fucking full on six pack of beer. Is that, can I do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of a dark meat fried chicken, fucking mashed potatoes, waffles, fucking a hamburger, fucking.
You're gonna shit yourself when you die,
dude. That's not my problem. I'm dead. I'm really not concerned.
Gotta add Joey to the list of people who. Matt started this.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
All right. A side of bacon.
Stop.
A fucking chicken fries from Burger King.
This reminds me of that scene in Half Baked when he's trying to tell the officer about how much shit he fed the horse.
Yeah, Joey's super high. So,
what about you, Trish?
Okay, I would do. He's gonna make fun of me. I don't care. I would do like some caprichosa pizza. It's one of my favorite things in the world. Like really good pizza with high quality ham, mushrooms, artichokes. I'm sold on that.
Nice.
Watermelon and a bottle of whiskey. And a bottle of whiskey.
Nice.
Okay.
But I am going to drink that whole fucking bottle. Because, like, I'll kill myself before I let some bitch kill
Bourbon me. Or scotch?
There's something I don't give a fuck.
Like, I want, like, a handle of, like, I don't give a shit. Like, whatever's closest. Because I'm going to sit there and take my time. Get blackout drunk and I'm going to kill myself before they do it. And I'll be like, fuck you. Who wins now? Like,
yeah, I think it was it Grim Deeds who was telling us about the guy who was allergic to peanuts?
Oh, yeah.
So he ordered a peanut butter sandwich and he died before they could kill him.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck you if you think I'm going to let the government kill me. Like, what the fuck?
All right. Second part to that question. Now that you're dead.
Wait, is it going to be just as depressing? Like, what the fuck?
No, this is an uplifting.
Okay,
so now you're dead, right? And you could take your ashes, and one thing they do now is you could turn your ashes into a vinyl record. So you'll be immortalized in a record.
What?
Yeah, it's a real thing you can do.
If you could take your ashes and put it into a vinyl record, which record would you choose?
Okay, I know I'm overthinking it, and this is probably a very easy thing to answer.
It's not.
No, this is the hardest thing to answer.
So, like, if I'm going to put my ashes on a vinyl, it has to be like, are you asking like what my favorite record is or like, can I make a comp CD? Yeah. Because I'd want my friends to listen to like my favorite songs. If I really did this.
It's more of what's your favorite album.
Type okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. Which existing album would you turn your ashes
overanalyze this entire conversation?
That's okay. These are good questions to clarify for when we ask other people because we've had similar questions.
Okay. It's not my favorite record. I definitely think I'm going to choose it anyways, though, just because it's like, I think when my friends listen to it, they'll be like, oh, fuck yeah. Like, she loves this band. It's aggressive, but it's funny, but it's serious. And it goes from like straight rock and roll to like Riot Girl. I'm going to go with what I have a tattoo of and just say, Betty Blowtorch's Are You Man Enough?
Fuck yeah.
1,000%.
Cool.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Good choice.
They're bad bitches.
They are.
This is a question that I might have a different answer to every day.
Yeah.
I've thought about saying something from kind of my holy trinity, which is David Bowie.
Yeah.
Iggy Pop.
No, the unholy trinity.
The unholy trinity, yes. Or unholy trinity.
The unholy trinity.
Iggy Pop, David Bowie, and Lou Reed.
Yeah.
Who are like, I think right now, though, like probably Replacements, Let It Be.
Yeah.
Nice. That's a good one. That's a good album.
No, because it's like, it's
It's after fucking Mai took out the trash and like Hootenanny and fucking all those like kind of like balls to the fucking walls, like just straight up almost like punk rock records. But like it has those songs. It has a Kiss cover on it. And like it also has like, you know, like crazy ass cool songs like Answering Machine or like the instrumental Senior video, or it's not totally instrumental, but like it's just like it's what I aspire. I like that shit.
Joey loves The Replacements.
Oh dude, like I go deep down. I'm on a real big Pretenders kick right now too, so shout out to them too. Like I thought about that, but like I don't know, like if I would pick like either one of their first two albums where I'd be like, this is one I'd want to have pressed.
What is your favorite albums? Like, if you like died on an album,
is this something you guys have planned to do?
I don't know. Probably not.
Yeah.
But have we?
I don't have that kind of money.
Have we actually ever answered that question?
Yeah.
What do you guys want to happen to your body when you die?
No, hold on.
Oh,
I'm not going that route.
Oh, why not?
No, okay. I'm excited to hear Matt's
fine.
Actually.
Matt, what do you want to do when your Matt died? Oh,
if I could Matt get died. The money now.
This is going to be awesome. Everybody be quiet.
I would let whoever do whatever the fuck to my body after I die. I don't give a fuck. This thing's just I'm a fucking bag of meat.
Wait, but
this thing's a vessel. My consciousness will be long gone out of this fucking
You said if you
meat.
Get the money now, though.
Yeah, if I get the money now.
Oh, what so somebody's like, do? Hey, I'll give you $1 million if I could use your body
after you're
like,
dead.
If I could like, yeah. bang
oh,
you. Like,
fuck yeah,
like, you want to get, you just want to get paid and then be like, yeah, here's my corpse. Enjoy that shit.
Yeah, because I don't give a fuck what happens to my body. Like, who cares?
Dude, I take the million. That's what's
dude,
up.
Yeah, how much would it cost?
I'd take fucking 300.
How much would it cost? 300? I'll pay you $300 for you to make a puppet out of you when you die.
Okay, that would be the coolest thing.
What's your Venmo? Like, I'll take it. $300? Fuck it.
Well, like, nobody's actually going to give me any money for it. So, fuck yeah, I'd take $300.
Also, like, kind of like, you could sell your body to a whole bunch of people.
Oh, yeah. Like, auction off parts.
True, yeah. So, it's like, you know, once you're dead, like, what are they going to be like?
Yeah.
Hey, well, like, give me my money back.
Well, you can,
that's true.
You can totally sell your body to science, but they don't give you the money till you're dead, which is
Yeah. Scientists are cheap.
Jay,
yeah. Those are like those guys.
Jay's still convinced after some acid trip in Vegas that Iggy Pop owes him his nipples after he dies. But what album would you guys choose?
We have talked about this before, Ron.
I'm sorry. Okay. You can cut it out. I'm just curious.
No, it's cool.
Oh.
Why would we do that?
I was like, I miss my friends. Tell me.
Go ahead, Matt. You go first. You know?
Well, so I'm kind of like Joe, where it could change on a day-to-day basis.
It will.
So the last time we talked about this with whoever it was, Ron, I picked, I believe, Avail 4 a.m. Friday.
Right.
Oh, that's hilarious. Hell yeah.
But okay. I don't think that would be my answer today.
What's it today?
I think today my answer might be The Bronx 2.
Oh, we were talking, Jay, we were talking about The Bronx last week.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Like that, it's
that's what's up.
I love that album.
Yeah. All right. And then Ron.
So I don't know. For me, so I guess the biggest punk album for me growing up
would
have been.
Whoa, that's like a different fucking question.
Well, that's what I'm.
Let him answer the question.
Because I love punk more than anything, so I'm walking you through my decision process.
Okay, all right, that's fair.
Yeah, Boogada 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 from Screeching Weasel. That was like my high school. Like that was on constantly.
The nostalgia of that's cute though, because then it's like, oh, now we remember every stage of him, his ashes to like his favorite thing. That's cute.
But I also like my first concert ever was Michael Jackson. And the Michael Jackson Thriller album is what made me like fall in love with music. I was thinking about that lately. So, you know, unfortunately, the turn that Michael made towards.
I know.
Towards but the end there.
Wait, can I support you for a second there? Because I love performing. And I remember choreographing the entire Thriller album in my basement as a kid. So, like, I love that.
The first piece of music I asked my parents to buy me when I was like 7 or 8 years old was the Pure Disco tapes they used to advertise on TV all the time.
What?
And it was because it had Shake Your Booty, and I wanted to hear that song over and over and over again and just shake
That's
my booty.
Intense.
But yeah, so that was the first, that was you're the first shaking, piece, yeah.
You're shaking your booty to this day.
Yeah, so. That was the first like, oh, Dad, can I please get this CD? Or it was a tape back then. Can I please get this tape? I really want this tape. Like, yeah.
I've played with you guys live a bunch of times, I think, at this point. I remember you shaking your booty.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. We all do, you know, everybody in Capitol Offender shakes a little bit of booty.
Yeah. You got to. If you're in Capitol Offender, you gotta shake booty. That's a rule now.
You gotta shake some booty and you gotta break a glass in the garage.
Yeah. You have to break at least one bottle in the garage or you're not in the band. That's like official.
Break a bottle or a glass, yeah.
I'll have to remember that.
Accidentally or on purpose. Like,
either of you are always welcome. We're in Silver Spring and don't really do anything else. So
sweet.
So like what you said, same setup. You could get your ashes. Yeah, your ashes pressed into a vinyl after you die. Flip vinyl, you can get your ashes pressed on film in a VHS tape you die. But I'm about to say you have to pick a movie from before 2006 when they stopped making VHSs.
I already have my answer.
All right.
What movie?
Ghostbusters.
Oh, fuck. Okay. That's amazing. Yeah. Okay. Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters might have been, I would have to say either Ghostbusters, Gremlins, or the first Batman.
Mm. Okay. I love that.
I think
I'll probably go with Batman.
I think mine would maybe be Wayne's World.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Or Independence Day.
Oh,
really?
Oh, dude, like, I think I've watched Wayne's World on VHS, like, can't even count. Like, just, I remember a weird thing about also, I feel like I got my copy from McDonald's. Do any of you guys remember that? Like, McDonald's gave out copies of the Wayne's World's VHS, and it had, like, a PSA from Magic Johnson at the beginning.
What?
I need this. How do I get
you sure that wasn't a dream you had?
This is like Joey's like Trish doesn't know anything about the US in the 90s. Just make shit up and see how Magic Johnson did a PSA on a McDonald's VHS of Wayne's World. Like, no.
I remember getting the record from McDonald's back in the 80s that like with the McDonald's song. Remember that?
Ronald McDonald. Yes, I do. Yes.
I don't remember the McDonald's song too much.
I was at somebody's house recently it was pre-COVID, but recently as in the last few years, who had that record.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So that is confirmed to be real.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's a real record. I remember that shit.
Can I angle this conversation back towards music?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I can't give you a VHS, but if I had to press my ashes into a film, I would definitely choose a movie that like completely made me who I am as a musician today. Because I feel like my parents, like I did not get any of my taste in music from my parents.
I know the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My parents, like I did not get any of my taste in music from them. And my brother and I, when we were like way too young to see it, saw Velvet Goldmine at like 3 a.m. on IFC. And
never heard of it.
Okay, go home and watch it.
I don't know the name.
So go home and watch it. So it was supposed to be a David Bowie biopic.
Mm-hmm.
Or biopic. I don't know how you say that word, but I don't care.
I like biopic.
But
we've seen your latest biopic. We are not impressed.
They didn't get like the rights from the family, anything like that, or from Bowie. And so it ended up being like this fictional story about David Bowie. And it's like Jonathan Rhys-Meyers plays David Bowie, Ewan McGregor plays like this mashup character.
Wilde.
Yeah, mashup character of like Mick Ronson.
What's the David Bowie's Christian name?
Wait, like, Christian Bale's fucking journalist. Toni Collette's in it. This is before Batman or any of these actors were that big. And it also starts
like right before American Psycho, right after Trainspotting.
Yep. And it starts with like a whole Oscar Wilde sequence, who's my favorite author. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And it just like turned me on to like the entire glam punk scene that I'm obsessed with. Like I went off like on tangents. So I got into David Bowie, The Stooges off of that. Placebo played T-Rex in it. So I got into both of those bands. Like it was just like taking hallucinogens for the first time where you feel like your brain explodes. Like I just remember being like a 12-year-old, like, what the fuck is this? And I'm just like, I would not know any of those artists if it wasn't for that. I do think we were granted two gods on Earth. I don't think it's a coincidence they died so close together. But David Bowie and Lemmy are literally just gods to me.
Cool thing about my parents was like literally when I started getting into like older rock and roll and stuff, like punk, even punk rock stuff, like I could just go downstairs and find stuff. Like they had like a... You guys know like what Stiff Records is, like Nick Lowe and Elvis Costello and like Ian Dury, like Reckless. Like they had this weird like live Stiffs album that was just like a compilation of them playing live together in the 70s at some crazy show. And then like all like Nick Lowe, Elvis Costello, and Ian Dury like all getting together and like doing Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll at the end of it. And I'm like, whoa, this is fucking awesome. Like my mom had like an import pressing of fucking David Bowie's The Man Who Sold the World. So like it didn't have the like the him in the dress cover. Like it had him like playing guitar at like a concert or something, but like all the same songs. All the Rolling Stones, like fucking Zeppelin, like yeah, crazy shit, dude. Like any like just about anything you would kind of like imagine or want to dip into that I'm kind of into now, I could find down there. And it's like I literally had a library. It was awesome.
That is awesome. My mom had probably nothing as extensive as that, but she definitely had a decent record collection that I got to pick through as well. It was cool.
Cool music.
Wait, but I do think my dad would laugh if he listens to this, because my dad recently gave me his record collection.
Is it good?
No, it was all not at all. It was Gregorian chant.
Ooh.
Like,
like
literally, and then like 90s pop stars or 80s pop stars. I don't know the names. I can't remember. I don't listen
to a lot of weird 80s pop stuff.
Like Paula Abdul.
No, like who does it?
Yeah.
I think you're alone. We're alone.
Oh, that's Tiffany. That's
Tiffany. I got Tiffany records.
But that's Tiffany covering a Tommy James and the Shondells song, which is a great song in the original version. Not so much in the Tiffany version.
Completely agreed.
Yeah.
And it's like, he gave me like, it's like Gregorian chant, like random, like pop stars like that. And then I did get a couple Parlamos Sucesso records, which is actually a really good, I would consider them Brazilian, old school Brazilian punk band that has like definitely ska reggae vibes to it. But those two are good. The rest of them are fucking weird. And I was like, Dad, you have issues. Like if any of us gave like our collections to children, it would be like, what the fuck? Yeah. It is like all over the board.
What do you think the kids think of our music?
I don't care.
Fuck the kids.
The children.
Yeah.
Hell is for children, and I don't.
Hey, you know what? As a kid, kids are dumb as fuck.
Definitely dumb as fuck.
It doesn't matter.
No offense, children listening. No. You are the future. You can
kick their ass easily.
You are the future. It's fine.
Good luck.
It's like, you're probably off.
Yeah, I could probably beat the shit out of like 30 little kids at the same time.
Yeah, you definitely could. You hear that, little kids?
No.
Losers.
We're coming for you.
All right. Sorry.
Here's another question. Getting away from beating children. Who is on your Mount Rushmore of punk rock?
Yep. That's the other hard one.
You get it, and Matt will give you another. Do the crazy horse.
Oh yeah, yeah. You get Mount Rushmore, which is it's four dudes, and then the crazy horse because he's the Native American that should be up there.
I'm glad you clarified that because I didn't know how many people were on Mount Rushmore. Like,
at all. Four.
Wait, so we get
know that when we first started asking this question.
Okay, good. I'm glad it's not just
so we get five.
Yeah, so you get five. So, yeah. But yeah, the little pinky's the crazy horse.
All right. I know I'm overthinking it again, but I am going to ask a clarifying question. Like, who do I think should be on the Mount Rushmore for the punk genre for everyone? Or like,
you,
who are our icons?
This is not the first time this question has been asked, actually.
I'm sorry. Okay.
No, it's okay. No, don't be sorry. Don't be sorry.
I didn't fucking listen to the episode.
No, that's okay.
Psych me out harder.
That's completely okay.
Are we talking about individual people or bands? Can we pick bands?
Yeah. People, individual people.
God fucking damn it.
And the answer.
That's fucked up.
And the answer, yeah, it's totally fucked
up. I don't like any of
them. But the answer to your question is, both. You can choose one or the other.
Well,
you
I
can
don't care mix what and match. Else thinks.
Yeah, well then yeah, that's your decision. Oh. It's your fucking Mount Rushmore, not anybody else's.
And we get to pick five people.
And you know what's cool about it? It's imaginary, so you didn't steal it from Native Americans.
That's right.
That's right.
And
oh my god.
That's where that crazy horse comes in.
Love it. Okay. I'm just gonna start writing down names. No more. I'm not gonna overthink it.
I'm pretty sure I can go first if you'd like.
Do five.
Okay, five people. Right,
don't do five and then add like five more. Pick five people.
Lou Reed.
You're gonna wait, hold on. Actually, can we have like an unholy Trinity mountain for just David Bowie, Lou Reed, and Iggy Pop next to it, and then we don't have to like.
No, because now I have to pick two more and I can't pick David Bowie.
Yeah.
I mean
I could, but I'm not gonna
rude. I'm personally offended.
Who do you think you are?
You know what? I'm not. All right, that's fine. No, yeah.
Iggy Pop, Lou Reed, Dee Dee Ramone.
Oh fuck yeah!
And got two more. Fucking two more. Shit, I'm a fucking ass cop because I don't know it, but one of the brothers from Death. There's a band from Detroit.
The Dead One?
Yeah.
The Dead One?
No, I don't know. Is one of them dead?
I don't know. Is he? Yeah, one of them's dead.
Okay, thank you.
It's okay.
Trisha's got Google up right now.
I just got a little beer.
So I have four right there. I got Iggy. I got Lou. I got Dee Dee. I heard Dee Dee Dee. Johnny Thunders.
You are not the first.
Hey, whoa. Okay, no, yeah, fucking.
It was like very dramatic.
Tommy Stinson.
Instead of who?
Johnny Thunders.
I was gonna say you would have been the second person to say Johnny Thunders.
Yeah.
Yep. But
has anybody said Tommy Stinson?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. Not that I can remember.
Well, he may be more of the living embodiment of rock and roll than punk rock.
Whatever. I think punk rock sometimes is what you consider to be punk rock.
That's exactly how I feel.
I mean, like, I really,
I'm not going to tell you any different.
Part of me literally
would put Oscar Wilde on the Mount Rushmore, but Mount Rushmore is in the US. So I'm not going to do that. I'm going to pick one not American person to put on there. So I would go. Thank you for going first. So I could like think about it.
Also, like, way to pick all men, Joey.
Yeah, no, I'm offended. Yeah. I mean, I'm.
Can I get a second go after this? No.
I mean, I'll be honest. I'm gonna put one woman on mine, just because the person that I really identify with and find to be an icon. I don't think it is my biggest influence as a songwriter. I just think they're like iconic in general. So honorable mention to Joan Jett. You're not making the spot, but she is like my role model.
She's your crazy horse?
No, she's just my role model in general.
She doesn't get a spot. She didn't get the crazy horse.
Nope.
Okay.
So I'm going to give it to David Bowie, Iggy Pop, Little Richard.
Ooh.
Nice.
Love it.
Syl Sylvain and Patti Smith.
Oh, Patty.
I think that's a well-rounded version of what I consider to be punk, in my opinion. You guys got me scared with like the existential death crises.
Yeah,
questions,
you know?
But
hey,
that's fine.
Hey, we're all gonna die one day, you know.
Yeah, you only die once.
That's right. Only die that's once.
Unless whoever buys Matt's body wants to kill him again.
Frankenstein buys his body. Yeah.
To everyone out there, if you want to pay
Matt, it's alive.
Like.
You sold your body to science.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Funkenstein buys your body. And he re-triggers you and he brings you back to life. You're on the fucking table. What's the first song you request?
Something by Tarf.
Oh my God.
Talk about bringing it full circle.
It's real.
Yes. Yes. Oh, no. That's like Steve in it from yesterday.
That's awesome. Yeah.
You know,
whatever Tarf's
hit. It had me thinking. I was like, Tarf.
Whatever Tarf's hit song.
Oh, fucking Tarf.
Tarf's hit song.
Tarf is my side project. It is a band.
It is like two. Yeah. All right. I'm going to drop it. I'm not going to go after it.
I would pick Commando from the Ramones.
I think awesome. I feel like I'd pick just because I love the intro so much and it's epic and the words would resonate. I feel like I'd go with Sonic Reducer. Just like the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like as it rolls up, you're like getting up off the table. And then you're like, I'm 10 feet tall. I don't know.
I think I would pick Paranoid right now.
Oh my God, that is Tarf. Fuck Tarf.
Hashtag Tarf
exists. Dude, fucking Tarf for like
no
Tarf, at twitter.net or whatever. Yeah.
All right,
a real plug. Joe, it's not a real plug.
Joe, the next time I see you in person, we're going to get super drunk and go get Tarf tattoos.
It would be Joey's first tattoo. I really
that's
support
a perfect
that.
First
tattoo. I really support that decision.
Tarf tattoos for all.
I'm not getting one.
Tarf tattoo for you.
Trish, you're getting a fucking Tarf tattoo.
I'm like vouching out. I'm like, oh no.
Tarf is real.
Oh.
Are you guys still rocking out the same drummer or is it somebody
no
new?
We went through a year of like 10 drummers.
Yeah.
I remember,
which was fun. We did get to play.
We recorded.
Hold on. No, I'm not even gonna go into a whole thing. I'm not gonna list everyone. It was like 10 drummers. I was told that I have to be super positive and nice and not make fun of anybody, so I'm not gonna get into anything about anyone. We did get to drum with Rick Irby.
Told you that.
Jay said I had to write a post-it note and I didn't do it.
That's funny.
But I'm not going to go tangential off on drummers. It was really like Spinal Tap for a second there, where it just felt like people
kept
disappearing.
That's way worse than anything I was going to say.
Like, yeah. So right now our drummer is Chris DeHaven. He was our drummer for the first 2 years we were on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And started playing with him again during the pandemic, so I'm very happy about
that.
How
do we know him?
Joey, Chris, and Jay are all like middle school friends.
Chris lives a block away from me.
Yeah. No, it's all very close. I'm the weird one. I'm the one that wishes I knew you guys in middle school. I don't know what that means, but I think it's real.
If you had known us in middle school, you would have been like, these guys are fucking weird and stayed away from us.
I don't know, dude. I was a fucking weirdo. So like maybe.
It's a very awkward age. I think all of us were weirdos.
Yeah,
it's, like,
you know, exactly. Middle
school. I was talking to one of my best friends from elementary school and middle school the other day. And
no, that's not happening. No, you don't understand. We were like tripping on shrooms and had like a 3-hour conversation about this dude that went nowhere. Like, I don't care.
Again, to sum up the conversation, yeah, people are really weird in middle school. You're still learning a lot of things. Like,
what? No, dude.
That was about as far as I was going to go into any of that. No.
I just feel like
Trish made it again. Everything just like revealing so much
more. I just feel like the pandemic.
The damn-demic.
I just feel like it was a lot of hallucinogens and writing more rock and roll geared songs.
That's good.
Yeah,
I love
hell
it.
Yeah,
I like it. That's what you do during a pandemic.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
And now you're ready to emerge and play shows. Where's your show that you're playing for an hour?
Oh, we're playing in Greenville.
Oh my god.
At Yes Fest.
Your energy is like
so... Oh, Yes Fest. Yeah, Trish, yes. What is that?
Okay.
Yes Fest.
So, funny story.
Yes, I've heard of Yes Fest.
No, I haven't.
Yes, tell us a little bit more about this Yes Fest.
So,
yes, I would like to know more about Yes Fest.
I'm so sorry to everybody who has to edit this podcast.
That's just me.
Okay. Thank you.
You had to bring your friend with Tourette's.
I like thought it would make it less awkward, and it's just like really a lot.
I love Jerry.
Okay.
You're fine. Okay. You are absolutely fine.
Yes Fest is a local festival that Brian Jones has been putting on, I think he said, for 5 years. I'm the idiot because I met Brian when he worked in restaurants and I knew he was a DJ. I knew he played music. And then a couple years later, we played shows with him. When he was getting married, he formed a cover band in addition to like other stuff he'd done. And then he has a band called No Pterodactyls that is super talented and fun. I really like them. And for some reason in my head, I thought Yes Fest was a really fun name for like a festival we're going to throw in our backyard with our friends. And we have like five bands playing. Mm-hmm. It's not. So that's fun. I like checked my email and it's like this huge email. There's like, it's a 2-day festival where you camp out. There's like a shit ton of bands and DJs that go to like 2, 3, 4 in the morning. And it's like hour long sets. And it's, I'm excited. I unfortunately haven't been before, so I didn't know what to expect, but I'm excited to go now. It's July 30th and 31st. It's all like, it's like a private property. So it's like, I don't know. It's going to be fun. I'm excited.
Yeah. Awesome. Hell yeah. I'm excited for you.
I just like was not ready to do an hour long set with the pandemic. Like even if we were like, we'll spend like an entire day rehearsing, but like not for an hour straight.
Yeah.
Right.
Like we'll do 30 minutes and smoke, drink some beers, 30 minutes and smoke. And we'll do that for like 8 hours. But yeah, the last 2 days we actually ran the set and I'm ready. It's fine.
Good.
Yeah, good.
I'm excited.
Very cool.
I'm excited to see you guys too on the 29th in DC as well. Like it's been a minute.
It's gonna be fun. So we are gonna be playing like 4 of the new songs we wrote, which I'm excited about. Like super fun, like more rock and roll tones to it. One of them gives me like super strong D-Gen vibes, which I love because like I named the band after a D-Generation song. But I get like some Jesse Malin solo vibes from it too. And like the other one is very like, again, hate to bring up the same bands over and over, but reminds me a little bit of Betty Blowtorch, like a little Riot Girl kind of thing going on with really sick guitar riffs. So awesome. I'm excited to like not keep playing the same songs over and over again.
Do you have any of those recorded?
No. So we wrote them all after we
did. Yeah,
Joey.
Are you talking about the new songs?
Oh,
fuck. Oh. My ears are burning about the new songs.
We recorded about 6 songs that we're going to be releasing in the next year.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Which are in the mix of mixing right now.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But I just wanted to get producing.
I've been doing the same band for almost 10 years, and I'm, as much as I love that it's like we can rotate the same 25 songs around, I just want to record them and get them out there and move on. And the 4 new songs we wrote after the album, EP, whatever shenanigan thing we did. So they are not recorded. And I'm very excited about it.
Do you have a song that you would like us to end the podcast with?
I would say if you ended it with the song Who's Gonna Love Her is the most high energy one.
The guitar solo that we have recorded on Sink It In is better. Do that.
All right, Sink It In.
Yeah. Can we pick like a live video from our YouTube channel? No.
Absolutely not.
You're right.
I will post your YouTube channel links on the bottom of the podcast.
No. That's okay.
Okay, I won't.
Don't do that. You know what? Like, literally.
Do it.
If you, like, want.
Does Capital Offender even exist?
Capital Offender. Like, honestly, it's ridiculous. I feel like we have no online presence, but, like, everyone around DC and Baltimore knows us. I'm just like, if you want to hear what we sound like, just come out. Like, yeah. Nothing is going to be as good or better than the live show. I think we're a very high energy band. It's a lot about, like, the interactive performance. Like, if you want to hear us, just come out to a show.
There you go.
Don't come out to October 29th.
Yeah. God,
there you go. I was going to ask you if you wanted to, if you wanted to plug anything. So there it is, the 29th.
October 29th. Come buy me shots and see what we sound like because we're not online. We're going to be at
the pie shop.
Perfect.
See? Yeah. 1339 H Street. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
Also coming up, we will be at Yes Fest. YESFEST.
What is happening? Are you just plugging us?
He's plugging. He's plugging.
Dude,
this is the plug segment.
I don't know, but I'm trying to do it.
You're doing a great job. Yeah.
Continue.
Yes Fest. Yeah. Are yes tickets Fest. Still available? I don't know. The only way to find out is to Google YESFEST.
Like, hey, the only way you can hear us is at one of our shows where I can't give you the address to. But we exist and we're really good, I promise.
It's a cryptic thing. You got to figure out how to get there.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's like a fucking Capital Offender.
It's like a murder mystery. It's like a bar
that doesn't have a sign or the name outside of it. You know what right. I mean? Like, yeah.
It's like
if you know you're cool.
Yeah, it's like that To Hunt a Killer, like murder mystery thing that you can get online, except there's no website, no phone number to call.
No, you just go to a field in Maryland.
You just go to go to a
field in Maryland. You find the Gremlins cup.
That's right.
There's a note inside that has a hint to the address.
I don't know.
And it might be one of three spots. And if you show up, like, you know.
And which field in Maryland?
It could be any field in Maryland.
Any of them.
I can't. It's as specific as I'm allowed to get.
Any of the four fields in Maryland.
But like, if you want to come party, like, let me know. I don't give a fuck. Text me.
Cool.
Should I give out my phone number on this? Just text me. If you guys want to come party, here's my phone number.
I'm shaking my head. No.
Like, I'm really bad at the internet, and I don't.
For a good time.
For a good time, text Capital Offender.
Thanks so much for doing this, guys.
Dude, this I honestly had a blast. I don't know if you can tell or not. Yeah.
Good.
Can you? Ron's face is just like mind fucked right now.
So funny.
I feel like we pretty much only talked about ourselves.
That's the point.
That's it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Is that
this is just a hangout.
We didn't have you guys on to not talk about yourselves.
Yeah.
See, Trish, they just wanted to talk to you. Guys, Trish was so nervous, and I was just like, it's Ron and it's fucking Matt Elias. We know these guys. They're cool.